Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, everybody out there. This is March the 30th of 2019 in the year of our Lord. Yeah, we're in the year of our Lord, 2019. Please excuse me for being so excited. We have a dynamite show tonight. I'm not exaggerating. Thanks to Sam Bushman, who has made this guest possible. Sam Bushman has reigned probably the biggest profile guest we've had. She's going to be coming on soon. Her name is Mrs. Patty Stockman. She is the wife of Congressman Steve Stockman, who was railroaded. We'll tell you all about that later. And we're just going to have one heck of a show. But listen, before we do anything else, y'all, you know the drill. You know what we're going to do. Lee is going to lead us in prayer. So if you will, bow your heads, everybody, and in prayer.
Oh, dear Lord, please help us as we expose evil and manipulation. And please help us to have discernment and to connect the dots. And please help us to expose Zionism and the true state of Israel, to get people to see the truth and not all these deceptions. And please help us, please help us to be safe when we're doing activities and not to be ambushed or set up. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my brother Lee, and thank you so much, my brother Sam. We're all brothers here, y'all. That's the truth. We eat, sleep together. We fight together. We bleed together. We die together, just like it was in the old military. And we stand together, come hell or high water. Satan can release every demon from hell he has, but we are going to kick Satan in the butt. I guarantee you. I'm so excited tonight, and I'm so grateful to Sam, and I'm so grateful that we can serve as a platform to help Congressman Steve Stockman. I hope we can help him some. Sam has already had Steve on his show. We need to get him as much exposure as possible, because you know what, people? If they can come get a sitting United States congressman and put him in jail and can set him up, what happened was the Obama holdovers, the deep state, the crime cabal, they set that man up because he was trying to bring them to justice. But before we go any further, a quick preview. The second hour, we're going to be bringing on Rudy Davis is going to get in this, because it's only right. Rudy Davis is the prison minister, summa cum laude. He's a great, wonderful man. Sam can attest to that. Sam has been in the prison, falsely imprisoned business much longer than I have, and even much longer than Rudy. Now, the second hour, we're going to be bringing on, about halfway through the second hour, we're going to bring up Tom Robb, and he's going to announce the festivities they're going to have over the last 3 days of the month of April. He can do a lot better job than I can. I'd like him to tell all about it. It's going to be, before he comes on, anybody that wants to come can come. Any white person that he wants, we want Christians to come. But you don't have to be a Christian, because maybe we can pray for you and convert you once we get there. You know, I mean, after all, people, I was almost 69 years old before I became a Christian. So it's never too late. But that's what we're going to do the second hour. And if we have time, I'll just briefly brief you on what we went down two Sundays ago. As you know, we believe we're all constitutionalists here at Liberty News and at Blood River. We stand on the Constitution. I know some people don't like that. Every system of government has weaknesses. But listen, This is our philosophy here on Blood River. A right unused, use it or lose it. A right undefended is a right lost. 2 weeks ago, came very close to getting beat down and probably falsely arrested for exercising my First Amendment rights. My rights, all rights come from God. A right, if a government gives you something, they can take it away. The only time God is going to take something away from you, if you have sinned and screwed up, like the children of Israel did over and over and over and over for thousands of years. They always screwed up. They would go back to God, pray. They would turn to him for forgiveness. They would turn from their evil ways. He would heal their land and forgive them. Then they would screw up and just repeat the process. But anyway, I went through the channels. I told y'all some about it last week. I went to the Shelby County Courthouse to try to get an audience with three different judges. Struck out. Went to the University of Memphis School of Law. Struck out there. They won't help. I went to the Sheriff's Department. They passed the buck. Finally, I know everybody would be glad to hear. I went to the city mayor. The city mayor's office told me what to do. So what we'll do, maybe Sunday, maybe tomorrow, depends on if it rains or not. It depends on some other things. Me and Lee and a couple other guys, we're going to go to the same location, and we're going to hold our signs, you know, that we had gun control for Israel, open borders for Israel, free Palestine. But we're going to report to the police station before we go, tell them what we're doing, and the police told me they cannot run us off the sidewalk. I knew that there was no law to prevent us from doing that. So we're going to practice what we preach. If we don't use it, we lose it. If we don't defend it, we will lose it. So we're going to defend it, and we were told that if the thugs come to harass us in any way, to call the number the police is going to give us, and for us, first of all, to vacate the area, to go to a safe area, call the police. And the police fella I talked to, the supervisor, said they will come, and they will take us back to this location. They said that those thugs are not going to run us off. So people, that's what you have to do. You have to. You cannot sit on your butt and just wait, you know, and just hope that the government is going to do good, because the government is never going to do good. Government, you know, government, like, to, hey, to, you've heard me say this before. Mao Zedong said that all law comes at the end of a gun barrel. Law / government, same thing. President George Washington said that, here's what he said. Government is neither reason nor eloquence. He said, government is force. He said, like fire, it makes a dangerous servant. And I'll say very, my word, very in brackets. It makes a dangerous servant and a very cruel master. Once again, the emphasis very on mine. So there in matters of politics, speak to me not of confidence in man. Instead, let us bind them with the chains of a constitution, lest they commit mischief. So that's what we have to do. But listen, the chains of the Constitution, you know what the chains of the Constitution is, people? Or whatever the correct word? The chains of the Constitution is we the people. Well, that's the music, and Sam is getting ready to bring our star guest on tonight. We'll be right back, people. Thank you for listening to us tonight.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
kosher, certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say somebody. Well, people, we're right back. I hope you've held it on during the break. And we're bringing back one of the biggest guests we've had. We're bringing the Mrs. Patty Stockman. I've gave you all the intro, but just in case somebody's tuning in late, Mrs. Patty Stockman is the wife of the Honorable Congressman Steve Stockman, who was railroaded, who was set up by the, probably I would say, from the Obama holdover cabal, the criminal state, you know, the deep state. But he was a dynamite congressman. He stood for law and order. But before I'm not going to rattle on anymore. I'm going to go and I'm going to introduce Miss Patty Stockman. Miss Patty Stockman, how are you doing tonight?
Well, actually, I am suffering from a pretty bad cold right now, so you'll have to pardon me if I sneeze or have a runny nose. But anyway, but other than that, I'm doing good. I've just run myself down.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just glad that you are still healthy. I'm glad we could get you on our show. I cannot tell you how much I hate the idea that your husband has been locked up. We have an expert on the night, if you don't mind. His name is Rudy Davis. I've been knowing Rudy Davis since we've had this show. And He is I call him a prison minister, summa cum laude. He knows all about your husband. He's an expert interviewer. He knows how to get the facts. So we're going to bring him on tonight. I didn't think you would mind, but would you like to, before we go into the questioning, would you like to make a general statement, Miss Patty?
Sure. I can just kind of give your listeners a general overview. And that is, my husband is a two-time congressman. He went to Congress in the mid-90s, defeated in 1994 after three tries, defeated a 42-year incumbent Democrat in a Democrat district. We were 9-1 Democrats, but in Texas, even Democrats are conservative. You don't touch our beers, our Bibles, or our guns. And so Steve just campaigned to let them know that he stood with them. And so it was a major upset victory in 94, but that's the year that the Republicans took back the House. So Steve's single election kind of got overshadowed by that major fact. And then that made him the number one target in the nation of the National Democrat Party and the National Labor Unions. And actually, they barely defeated him in a special runoff, and that's a whole nother story. in 96 when he was running for re-election. And then he sat out for a while doing a lot of different entrepreneurial things and caring for his father who had Alzheimer's and ultimately died with that. And then in 2012, Texas had been redistricted because so many people had poured into Texas, leaving California and the New England states and New York, where they could no longer afford to live. So they came to Texas, where we still enjoy liberties and low no state income tax. And so we got redrawn. Just all of our districts got redrawn, and we picked up, I can't remember if it was three or four new congressional seats. And so my husband ran for one of those, which incorporated quite a bit of our previous district that he had represented. And so he ran again in 2012, defeated 11 primary opponents, and went back to Congress in 2013 for a term. That's kind of the background on my husband, Steve. As you said, Eddie, he was a dynamo. Both times he went to Congress, he went to make a difference and change the direction that Congress was leading our nation, like over the cliff. And he was trying to put the skids on before we went over the cliff. So he took very, very bold stances both times. But in 2013 and 14, he was a particular thorn in the Obama administration's side. And we can go into that more. And hello, Rudy. It's good to have you on the air with us. Another patriot.
Well, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say our prayers are with you, Patty. And my heart breaks when I think about Steve being imprisoned. And I pray that all of America learns about the case of Steve Stockman and rises up and does something to get your husband out of jail. And thank God that he is blessed with a good wife like you, who goes out on radio station after radio station to advocate for his freedom. And just know that our prayers are with you.
Thank you so much, Eddie. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate you and all the fine work you're doing getting the word out, not only on Steve's case, but so many other outrages that Americans need to be aware of and be prepared to stand up and fight for. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Stockman. Ms. Stockman, it is indeed an honor. I could do a lot of things. You know, I'll be, matter of fact, this time next Saturday, I'll be 72 years old, but I still run marathons for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. But I chose, I think God has led me to do this, just like he has led Sam Bushman and others. We fight. We're fighting for you. And I'm telling you, it's an honor to have you. And I'm going to tell you something else, Ms. Stockman. If your husband was not honest and he was not fighting the cabal, the deep state, he would not be in prison. He'd be in there lining his pockets with the rest of them. You know, you told a similar story. I'm going to make this quick. You know, there was one Congressman James Traficant. We almost had him on. And you know what happened to him? Wind up choking on a chicken bone. You know, and we also, the thing, they redistrict him, they always do that. They redistrict his district where he had a hard time getting reelected. I think, if I'm not wrong, it's the same thing happened to Cynthia McKinney. Now, I'm going to shut up and go right back. I have a few points to ask, but I wanted to turn this back over to you and Rudy, who I admire so much. Go ahead, Rudy, and you and Ms. Stockman, take up the ball and carry it.
Well, I just want
to... Eddie, feel free to call me Patty, Eddie. Go ahead,
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's an honor. I just honor you so much. It's hard for me to do that, but I'll sure try. thank you, Miss Patty.
Well, Miss Stockman, I think, Sidney Powell has written that book, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. For those viewers that may not know, I encourage you to also read a book called Not Guilty, The Unlawful Prosecution of United States Senator Ted Stevens. And I am under the strong conviction that the DOJ and the FBI have a pattern of targeting political dissidents. And your husband, Ted Stevens, and I believe there are others. Matter of fact, we have an FBI agent on record, on video, saying that the primary function of the FBI is to handle political dissent and thus protect the establishment. And because I got to tell you, and I think you know this already, Patty, that when I first heard that a congressman went to jail, because I didn't know Steve Stockman at the time, I wasn't familiar with him, and I thought, wow, they really sent a congressman to jail. They all deserve to go to jail anyway. You know, they're all probably crooked, and I just didn't think about it. But when I got to study Steve Stockman and his position on things, and how he wanted to hold Lois Lerner accountable, Eric Holder accountable, Loretta Lynch, and the positions that he was taking. And, you know, when I talked to my friends in Texas, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that Steve had a bumper sticker that said if babies had guns, they wouldn't be aborted. It's like, what else do you need to know about the man? He was one of us, you know. So I just believe that Steve Stockman was a very bold congressman who advocated for patriot and biblical and, you know, conservative values. And he was a thorn in the side to the Obama administration, and they have used the DOJ and the FBI to go after political dissidents. And unfortunately, your husband was the target of one of those politically motivated campaigns. And if we allow this to happen to Congressman Steve Stockman, who was very leader in our state, it can happen to anybody.
Well, yes, you're absolutely right, Rudy and Eddie. And Eddie, you're correct too. This is the deep state. Actually, probably started to assemble by the Clintons, and certainly fueled in big time way under President Obama. Another little indicator, Rudy, of this, who Steve Stockman is when he was running for Congress in 2012.
Mrs. Patty, I hate to tell you, we got to go to a break. I hear the break music. We got to go to a break so Liberty News can pay some bills. We will be right back, people. Hang on to your seat. This is the biggest interview we probably ever had.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump threatens to close down the border between the United States and Mexico if Mexico doesn't stop migrant caravans from reaching the U.S. Speaking from the Hidalgo, Texas port of entry, Carlos Flores on how he regularly visits his family across the border.
My kids have barely met their granddaddy. I haven't even showed them around. And now, you know, having this border, you know, getting shut down, you know, what am I going to tell my kids? You know what? Your granddad can't come over here no more.
Robert O'Rourke formally kicks off his presidential campaign with three rallies across his home state of Texas today, where he came close enough to upset Republican Senator Ted Cruz to generate the national buzz now buoying his 2020 White House bid. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox said Friday night she's open to an outside investigation into her office's dramatic decision to dismiss all charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Democratic House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said the April 2nd deadline for the Justice Department to release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report to Congress still stands after Attorney General William Barr told lawmakers he expects to have the report ready to send to Congress by mid-April, if not sooner. Democratic Congressman from Maryland Jamie Raskin tells CNN
that there are more than 400 pages in there of factual findings and about presumably not just whether or not there was conspiracy and whether or not there was obstruction, but also the counterintelligence conclusions and all other kinds of material.
The South Korean president will be at the White House April 11th to discuss strategy in dealing with the North on denuclearization. GOP Congressman Ted Yoho on the Foreign Affairs Committee was asked on CNN if the South will get the president to lessen sanctions on the North.
We on the committee are going to keep pressuring the Treasury and the administration to put the sanctions on these companies that are evading the sanctions, i.e. China and Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
Without further ado, we're going to go right back to Mrs. Patty Stockman, wife of the Honorable Congressman Steve Stockman. Okay, Miss Patty, go back to what you were saying.
Okay, yeah. Your listeners, if they want a lot more information on my husband Steve's situation, can go to our website that we stood up, defendapatriot.com, defendapatriot.com. But I was just going to say another small example of the boldness of Steve Stockman and his sense of humor in the face of the atrocities we face is that during his campaigns in 2012, both the primary and the general, at the polling place, you know, candidates typically hand out little cards with information about themselves. We handed out green paper barf bags that say the official Obama barf bag, no to, and it has a picture of Obama and says socialism makes me sick. And we had people coming from work to come vote because they saw somebody bring one of these barf bags into work and they wanted to go vote so they could get one too.
That's funny. It's a great idea. I'm telling you.
It just gives you a little. It gives you a little insight into Steve's sense of humor, but also his boldness.
Yes, ma'am. And before I go to Rudy, I'm going to tell the audience, giving them an idea of the caliber of the people that are prosecuting honorable congressmen. And I'll say again, the only congressman that ever get prosecuted, the only people that ever get prosecuted that are honest people. Here are some of the people that have prosecuted him. Eric Holder, I'll make this quick, was responsible when he was the Deputy Attorney General under Clinton. He was responsible for having the FBI to deliver explosives to Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh. That's documented. They later found explosives with the fingerprints of Nichols, McVeigh, and two FBI agents on the unexpended explosives. That's the type of people that we're dealing with. We're dealing with the people that set that up, the Murrah Trade Center explosion, the Murrah Federal Building explosion. The reason they picked that is because it had a nursery there. We're dealing with the people that fixed Ruby Ridge in Waco, and they did that to try to frame the so-called militia movement here in the United States. And then also, this guy, Eric Holder, was caught red-handed doing Fast and Furious. Newsweek, you can check this out. Newsweek did an article on what I'm telling you about Eric Holder's fingerprints being all over the Murrah Federal Building. I'm so excited I can't always stay still. Those are the type of people that's absolute satanic scum are the ones that are prosecuting and hounding honorable people. Now I'm going to shut up. And Rudy, do you have any questions for Miss Patty?
Well, I want to add to what Miss Patty was saying about her husband Steve. He is a very bold conservative Christian. Right? He put his life on the line to stand for our values. And now the man is sitting in prison. I would like to read a quote by this former DOJ attorney, Sidney Powell, because Sidney Powell has came out in a strong support of Steve Stockman. And she was a former DOJ attorney. This isn't just somebody off the street like me who just doesn't like the FBI or doesn't like the DOJ because I see a pattern of evil. This is what Sidney Powell had to say. If the government wants to put you in prison, you will go to prison. It doesn't matter whether you are innocent or not. They will make up crimes against you. They will indict you. They will search your house. They are willing to make up evidence. They're willing to put pressure on witnesses to get them to say whatever they want them to say. Anything. They will do anything to get you in prison. We live in a far more police state than anybody ever wanted to think we did. Look at what happened. Look at what has happened to Congressman Steve Stockman. I don't know how to stress it anymore to your viewers, Eddie, but we need to stand up. Patty has got a cold, right? She's dealing with being sick. She's on a radio advocating for her husband. Where are the men in this country that says, Patty, go take a break. Please make yourself comfortable and let the men stand up in this country and try to do what we need to do to get Steve Stockman out. Praise God that Steve has a blessed wife like Patty, who's I can't even begin to imagine the burden financially, emotionally, spiritually that she's been under. But why don't we have men in this country who are standing up and saying, we ain't going to put up with Steve Stockman being locked up and dying in prison? We got 5% of the world's population in America and 25% of the world's prison population and 70% of the world's lawyers. And we can argue whether the DOJ and FBI should be cleaned up. I take the position that the FBI needs to be eradicated. I realize that's a little bold, but I'm concerned that the FBI is all evil. And I'll just leave you with a Bible verse, and I don't mean to like get so passionate, but it really upsets me that we got to this state in America, and Steve has been sentenced to prison for 10 years and could die in prison if we don't get a miracle or a pardon. But Proverbs 17:15, if I could just appeal to your religious viewers, because I'm a man of faith and I believe in God, Proverbs 17:15 says, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. We need to stand up for innocent men like Congressman Steve Stockman. And I pray for your strength, Patty. I really pray that God gives you all the attributes you need to continue to advocate for your husband. And I pray that God delivers you some much-needed help. And I pray for our society that we just don't just sit down with apathy and let your husband die in prison.
I would like to second that, Rudy. I'd also like to say that God is going to bring judgment on this nation. Unfortunately, I think we're already under judgment. I hope it's not too late to turn it back. But now I'd like to go back to you, Miss Patty.
Yeah, well, thank you both so very much. God has been extremely gracious to both Steve and me. We have seen his hand all along the way in many ways. Of course, he hasn't answered our prayer that the trap these guys set for Steve would enclose around them. But then again, we know he's not finished. And we remind ourselves, too, because we're strong Christians as well, and we reminded often of Joseph, who sat in prison for years completely unjustly and sold into slavery by his own brothers. You know, he had a life of hardship, and he could have easily wondered, you know, what in the world are you doing, God? But he was a man of God even in prison and found favor there, as you well know. And somehow we know that this is all according to his plan, and that God is going to use this and is already using it, just in the testimony that he gives me and opportunities that Steve has in prison and growing both our faiths. I think God allows us to go through this kind of thing to make us look more like him, to chisel off the rough spots on us. But I should probably just give your listeners some specific ideas of the things that Steve did when in Congress that would incur the wrath and the retribution that he has suffered. Only a month into office, if that, maybe it was 2 weeks into office, he threatened to impeach President Obama if he used executive authority to limit gun rights. And this was in the wake of Sandy Hook elementary shooting. And so you'll recall every time there's an incident, a horrible tragedy that involves guns, all the Democrats immediately jump on the wagon, and the solution to resolving those kinds of horrible things is to limit all of our rights to keep and bear arms. And so Steve just mentioned possible impeachment as one of the options. Your viewers can watch a little piece of the interview on Fox News about that. And then a month into office, the State of the Union address came around, and Steve decided, okay, I'm going to invite Ted Nugent, who serves on the NRA Board of Directors. Of course, he's a rocker but he's a very outspoken proponent of Second Amendment rights. And so he invited Ted Nugent as his guest to the State of the Union address, and they did a press release in advance. So the whole day of the State of the Union address, press was just filing through Steve's office to interview Ted Nugent, and he stole a lot of the limelight, and I'm sure really disturbed the president that way. And he was also then interviewed after the address. But Steve blocked, he completely blocked Senate amnesty and gun control bills from coming over to the House of Representatives. He used a little-known procedure that hadn't been used in years to block those. It's called blue slipping, but I won't go into that. Basically, the Senate had taxes on that, and Senate's not allowed to impose taxes, so Steve was able to block those from even coming to the House for consideration, and they never did. He also exposed Obama's ransom deal with
Miss Patty, we've got to go to another break. We will be right back. People, I know you're on the edge of your seats, but hang on. We'll be right back after this break.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
The Ennis 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, dear people, we're right back for the last segment of this hour. And before we say anything else, I'd like you to remind you people to go to defendapatriot.com. And you can sign a presidential pardon there. Call to sign a petition to calling for a presidential pardon. You can also, probably on that website, you can also, and you can go into our archives to get this information if you don't get it. Text, you can also text FIGHT to 444-999 to help with legal expenses. Please do that. And to expedite things, I would just like to also say that the Honorable Congressman also, in case I missed it, I don't think we said it, he exposed Hillary Clinton's violation of Iran sanctions to allow Clinton Foundation donor sales of steel to Iran. That's just amongst many things. See, he also, you know, I think she probably mentioned this, filed arrest a congressional resolution to arrest Lois Lerner because she, for contempt of Congress. Like Congressman Stockman said, why have a congressional revolution? You know, I mean, what if she's going to violate Congress, you know, why even go through that trouble if you're not going to have her arrested? And Ms. Stockman, if we don't run out of time, could you tell us and Rudy can chime in when he wants to, tell us how they corrupt, how the government suppressed evidence, they control the witnesses, they control the evidence, they just, from the whole get-go with the trial, give us a brief summary of that, if you don't mind, if you know the details.
Sure. And so just to let your listeners know, the whole case, they built on around four donations to two nonprofit organizations, one of which Steve had been associated with, raising funds and working for it before he went to Congress, taking medical supplies to Africa and other things, but it evolved into an educational nonprofit. So while he was in Congress, the nonprofit was taking a lot of action to educate the public. And then the other nonprofit was really independent of him, but it was kind of associated in that it was one of these nonprofits that you hear advertise or see mail from during a campaign, but it's not the campaign. It's independent of the campaign. And this one simply put out a newspaper because Steve ran, instead of running for re-election, he ran in the Senate primary, U.S. Senate primary in Texas, to try to unseat Senator John Cornyn. And so this nonprofit put out a newspaper about that, about both of them, and it simply laid out facts, you know, what positions each one of them had taken, what legislation they had sponsored and been part of, and it just really was a newspaper giving facts. It never said vote for, vote against anybody. It was just strictly informative with information that was in the public domain. But the prosecutors claimed that was a campaign, that was campaign literature. They're wrong, but the judge went along with them. So in terms of limiting, like you said, there was an order that the court granted prosecution that disallowed Steve's defense team from mentioning anything political, any kind of political angle, or even mentioning the name of Lois Lerner, who, as you said, he had filed a resolution to arrest because she was in contempt of Congress. Your listeners, if they were paying attention, would know she refused to come and appear before Congress. And Steve said, look, we've got teeth. He looked back many decades ago and found that Congress had issued an arrest warrant for somebody else in contempt of Congress. So he did that. And while he was already under investigation as far back as 2013, still in his first year in Congress that term, they had convened a full year of grand jury in Washington, D.C., and brought a lot of witnesses up, tried to get enough evidence to do something. They were just trying to build a case, find enough stuff to try to put together some sort of case against my husband. Well, after he did this resolution to arrest Lois Lerner, and that D.C. grand jury had been dismissed with nothing happening out of it, 2 weeks later, the FBI was at his door. A new team, a more vigorous and persistent team, was assembled to come after him. And there were two more grand juries. And I have to tell you, there's been some kind of misunderstanding about that. These grand juries weren't necessarily seeking indictments of Steve, but they were working on trying to gather enough material to try to put together an indictment. And so a fourth grand jury, they were able to achieve that because as as License to Lie, Sidney Powell, as Rudy was saying, Sidney Powell said, they lean on potential witnesses, and I don't know what they do. I think it's a kind of mafia-like tactic where they lead you to believe they have something on you, and if you don't plead guilty, well, they're going to lock you up too. And so two of Steve's former associates pled guilty. I don't know to what, because they weren't guilty, at least as far as we knew, and then pointing their fingers at Steve. So that happened, and so the court limited what our guys could say. They disallowed all but two of Steve's witnesses, and she said that our witnesses' testimonies would be irrelevant, and she made that call. And it was just quite alarming.
Well, this is like Sam said, what you were going through was the Operation Patriot takedown. I'm just getting so angry, so tongue tied. But I'm going to switch back to Rudy, because Rudy nailed it earlier. The FBI, they're nothing. They're just part of the problem. They're the most criminal organization that ever existed. They shouldn't even be there. They have no constitutional reason for being there. The Constitution does not allow for the FBI.
Well,
I don't have time to go into that. But go back to you, Rudy.
No, thank you, Eddie. And you know, we just see a pattern, right? There's a book written by a man by the name of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It's about the Gulag Archipelago in the Soviet Union, and they went after dissidents. The same thing is going on right here in America, and we need to wake up to it. And, I have personally, and I'm not, I know I make a lot of brash statements and people can debate with me, that's fine, but I personally have lost faith in our criminal justice system. What Patty is describing about them withholding exculpatory evidence, manipulating witnesses, targeting, to put her husband in prison, is happening as a pattern across this country to patriots that would have been charismatic leaders. And we need Steve Stockman on the outside. We need his leadership. We need his uncompromising attitude towards fighting the tyranny that's moving over our land. To give you a quick little instance of the character of Steve Stockman, when he was in prison, I was fortunate enough to communicate with him. They threw a Chinese man on suicide watch, and Steve reached out to me and said, "Do you know anybody that can speak Chinese that we can get this man to call or possibly write a letter and witness to him about the gospel?" So that's the kind of man Steve Stockman is. Even when he's in prison, he's thinking about others. But going back to solutions to this problem, and I believe it not only takes a legal approach, and I do encourage people to donate money for the legal approach, because we got to have that, but things start to happen properly in the legal arena when we have people making a lot of noise and shining a lot of light and raising the name Steve Stockman to the president, to the governor, to whoever they can raise it to. So it's like a two-prong approach. You got to have people upset in the streets about what's going on. You got to educate them about how he was railroaded and how bad our criminal justice system is, so that there's enough talk shows like you, Eddie, right, and other brave people that are willing to tell Steve's story. And then when the people get outraged, I believe the legal aspect of things is more likely to do the right thing and let him go. And so making noise and shining light approach.
When the government fears the people, there's liberty in the land, Rudy and Patty. But when the people fear the government, there's tyranny in the land. And that's where we are right now. People fear the government. And we don't, like you said earlier, Rudy, where on earth are the men in this country? Where on earth are they? I mean, are they out getting their estrogen shots? Are they out taking bubble baths? I mean,
No, they're sitting on the couches. Our society is degenerating all around us, and nobody is paying attention to we're losing our country. What kind of country are we going to leave for our children? And Patty and Steve have offered their livelihood. They've devoted their lives to advocating for our patriotic biblical values. And when they need us, where are we? And I'm just very disappointed in the Christian men in this country. I got to say it. I'm really disappointed.
Well, all five of them.
And you make a good point too, Rudy, that people need to be aware of. I'm not convinced that everybody in the Department of Justice is rotten. I can't lay it on everybody, but they certainly have a rotten agenda, many of them. And I'm to the point from our firsthand experience, and also what we're all seeing play out at the even higher level around all the people around the president who have ever touched the president, I have decided, you know, if I ever see, and this happened with a reelection of our state Republican Party chairman, the issue came up, well, he pled guilty to some federal offense because they were coming after him. And I have come to the conclusion, if anyone pleads guilty to federal offenses or they're indicted, that must mean they're a good person and they should definitely not be penalized by being unseated as a Republican Party chair.
Absolutely, absolutely. People, please go to defendthepatriot.com, and also please go to text fight to 444-999. Go back to our archives and get this information that is put out. Okay, people, please stay tuned for the second hour. Rudy's going to hang on. It's going to be me, Rudy, and Lee, and we're going to bring Jacob up too. Thank you so much, Patty, for being on the night. Miss Patty, I'll be getting back in touch with you before too long to get periodic updates. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Sure thing, and thank you again. And I thank you again, both of you, for pressing people to go to our site and donate to help out, and also asking them to sign that petition to the president. One of these days,
yes,
I'm going to find a person that's willing to take that petition to the president and all of the letters that I have written to him as well.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're just about out of time, Miss Patty.